This is In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus communities.
My name is Aaron Russ. I am one of the producers of the In Our Own Voices. Today, I am speaking with Lizette Trujillo, the parent of a transgender child, and we're going to talk a little bit about how holiday traditions have changed with the recognition of Lizette's child's gender. So, Lizette, can you tell me how holidays have changed or are they the same from before and after your son's transition?
Hi, Aaron. Yes, I can. Holidays have changed not too much, but traditions that have changed is that Santa definitely gets gifts correct this time of year. Most of the time before our child socially transitioned and before we discovered the gender that he was, we were always getting the wrong Santa gifts. I think one year we got it right with some of those Black & Decker play build tools. And before that, it was dollhouses. And obviously it was wrong because he is a boy. And so I think Santa gets it correct now, which is exciting for him. And obviously ornaments change and all that good stuff.
You and your husband are very supportive of your son. How has your family reacted, especially during the holidays, to the change in gender identity?
Yeah, my husband and I are very supportive of our son. The first Christmas was difficult. I think that when you're first taking this gender journey, you really don't know how to set boundaries at first. And so the first Christmas was really hard. Our son actually spent most of it hidden in a room saying he was tired because he kept getting misgendered. And so that was really sad. It was hard for me to see that happen. This Christmas, which is a few years later, was really wonderful. My mom got him a skateboard and my sisters bought him tons of boy gifts. And my husband's family came along and was really good about using correct gender and name. And it was a really, really different experience. And I never thought we would get there. And it was exciting for me to see my child finally be seen and excited to play with his cousins and excited to be around family instead of shrinking away and hiding. And I share this with you often, Aaron, is that proximity changes hearts. And I think it's been a few years since my child socially transitioned. And I think what our family learned and what our family has come to realize is that he didn't change. He always was who he was. It was us who needed to change and transition the way that we saw him and understand him better. And I think as they've seen that it's not a loss, but a gain for him, and they see his joy, it's definitely shifted how we all celebrate and come together.
If there was one thing you would like the audience to take away from your experiences, what would that be?
It would be to open your heart and to open yourself to celebrating each other's differences and understanding that there isn't a lot of difference between us. I think a lot of times people hear the word transgender and they think a lot of misinformed ideas, I think, pop into the mind. And I think that come Christmas time, you realize that there's more to be grateful for and there's more that unites us than there is that divides us. And I think that if people open their hearts and they will learn that gift that I learned, that proximity changes can change your heart and change the way that we connect. And I really, really believe that. I think come Christmas time, that would be the goal, to open yourself up and your home to people who are different than you.
A wonderful thought. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus communities. To hear more, visit kxci.org.